From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. lawmakers approve a measure to scrutinize any final Iran nuclear agreement. A U.S. Senate panel Tuesday unanimously approved a compromise measure that will subject any final nuclear agreement between six world powers and Iran for congressional review and approval. The measure moves to the full Senate and then the House of Representatives for a vote. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama will likely sign it now that some objectionable language has been removed.
If we could clarify Congress's role by taking all of these steps, shortening the review period, being clear about what it is that they're voting on, making clear that this is a vote to vote later on congressional sanctions, that would actually achieve, at least in part, what the president has established as the priority here, which is to ensure that our negotiators have the time and space that's necessary to reach an agreement if one can be reached by the end of June.
The measure cuts the congressional review period from 60 to 30 days. The president would have to certify Iran's living up to the agreement every 90 days. Sanctions put in place by Congress would immediately be reimposed if Tehran would violate them. As many as 400 migrants died trying to reach Europe from Libya when their boat capsized. The boat was believed to have held more than 500 people when it left North Africa Sunday. The Italian Coast Guard rescued dozens on Monday. Good weather has produced a flood of migrants into the tens of thousands from Africa and the Middle East, trying to escape conflict and repression. Somali al-Shabaab militants Tuesday attacked the country's education ministry, leaving at least 15 dead, several wounded. After detonating a car bomb, gunmen forced their way into the building in the capital of Mogadishu. Security forces eventually retook the building, killing seven of the attackers. This is VOA News. President Obama pledged more than $200 million in new humanitarian aid to Iraq on Tuesday. He lauded visiting Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's effort to reconcile Iraq's ethnic and religious factions.
In a significant change from some past practices, I think both Sunni leaders and Kurdish leaders feel that they are heard in the halls of power, that they are participating in governance in Baghdad. And although there is the natural back and forth that exists in any democracy, Prime Minister Abadi has kept true to his commitments to reach out to them and to respond to their concerns.
Asked about the additional weapons sought by Iraq, Mr. Obama said only that U.S. and Iraqi military coordination is improving to make sure Baghdad's forces are successful. The World Tuesday marked the first anniversary of the abduction of more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, with pledges of solidarity, marches, and silent vigils. Jibril Ibrahim, director of the Center for Democracy and Development, took part in a candlelight vigil.
It's a sign that our hope is still there, that our belief is still there, that these 219 girls would be found and would be returned to their families, that we as a nation cannot abdicate our responsibility to these young Nigerians. The search and rescue of these girls is an absolute imperative.
Nigeria's President-elect Muhammadu Buhari vowed Tuesday to make every effort of his new administration to free the schoolgirls taken from the Borno State village of Chibok in April 2014. Former Central African Republic Presidents Francois Bozizé and Michel Djordjia signed an agreement Tuesday in Nairobi, committing themselves to a reconciliation process. It follows the signing early this month of a separate agreement between the so-called Anti-Balaka Militia and the Muslim Salika Rebel Alliance to end sectarian violence that followed a 2013 coup. Meanwhile, the head of the UN mission to CAR called on donors to contribute more funds for the country's upcoming elections and humanitarian aid. President Obama Tuesday said he intends to take communist Cuba off the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism as he seeks to normalize relations with the island nation after five decades of hostilities. His decision follows a review that concluded Cuba has not provided any support for international terrorism over the past 6 months. SpaceX's rocket with an unmanned Dragon cargo ship blasted off for the International Space Station Tuesday, carrying food, science experiments, and equipment. SpaceX, one of two companies hired by NASA to fly cargo to the space station following the retirement of the space shuttle. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.